In Sheni of Parshas Truma, we're told about the construction of the kaporet with the kruvim, that the kaporet is essentially the cover for the aron. And the Torah tells us, eventually, that the kaporet is put on the aron, on the top of the aron, and then it says, the El Haron in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Titena Teidut Asher Teina Lecha. You give the Luchot Teidut, you put them into the Aron, put these Eidut, which I will give to you. Rashi asks the question. Rashi says, the El Haron, Titena Teidut, Lo Yadati Lamanichpal. I don't know why this is being repeated. Because Sharei Kvar Ne'emar V'natata El Haron Et Ha'idut. We read this morning the last pasuk before Sheni, talking about the construction of the Aron. It already told us V'natata El Haron Et Ha'idut Asher Et Ha'inilecha. So I've been told that the Aron is supposed to contain the Eidut. Why is it being repeated? So there are times where Rashi says, I don't know. And that is of tremendous significance for us. First of all, it challenges us to try to understand. Second of all, it tells us, Rashi is teaching us, that there are times that he doesn't know. But here he gives an answer. So if he has an answer, why do you say, I don't know? What's the repetition for? So of course, what we have here is Rashi telling me, I lo yadati lama nichpal. I don't know can also mean I didn't know. In other words, I struggled with this question. And here's what I thought. Rashi's revealing something about it's not all simple. But think and keep thinking. And the answer that Rashi has is Yesh Lomar Shabala Lamed Shaba Odo Aron Levado below Kaporet. When you have the Aron without the cover, okay? So you might think that the first thing you do is you put the Eidut in it, and then you put the Kaporet, right? That is the way it should be done. That there's no point to putting the kaporet on unless you have the luchot. Meaning, they're constructing an aron. The eidut has not yet been given. So I've got the aron, I've got the cover, so let me put it on. When there'll be an eidut, so I'll take it off and put it on. You're not allowed to put the cover on the aron until you have the eidut to put in it. What's the difference? What's the point? So this became somewhat clear to me when a long time ago, when a friend of mine told me they had a Judaica store in the Bronx in New York. Okay? And somebody came in and wanted to buy a mezuzah. And so they looked at all those beautiful mezuzahs, you know, like, you know, you buy mezuzahs, beautiful mezuzahs, you know. And they said, I'll take this one. And then, okay, they took it, and then they say, "Well, you want the parchment? No, I just want a mezuzah. No, but you have to put something in. No, I put this on the door. That's the mezuzah on the door. I know. Don't try and sell me other stuff, you know." And they bought the mezuzah, right? So somewhere in New York, if it's still up there, you know, in New York, nobody takes mezuzahs down. Because, you know, the good luck charms in New York. So you'll find in strangest areas in New York, you'll find mezuzahs on the doors. Okay? That's how Jews get rich. They have mezuzahs. And they have this thing on the door. Well, somewhere in New York, there's a mezuzah on the door that's got nothing in it. Right? So we are warned, gentlemen. Right? Your being in yeshiva. Let's turn this into something real. Being in yeshiva, okay, is nothing in itself. It's what you put inside yourself while you're in yeshiva. Only after you've left yeshiva can you really say that you are a yeshiva bachur. because you have to have something inside yourself. We look at it in our own, it's got the kaporet, it's wonderful, but it has nothing in it, it's meaningless. Okay? Rashi, lo yodati, Rashi tells me, I didn't know. But he sat and he learned, and then he knew. And that's when the Aron is complete. Have a good day.